It's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for June 13th of 2025. As many of you saw yesterday, California Democratic Senator Alex Padilla was forcefully removed by federal agents while simply trying to ask Homeland Security Secretary and proud dog killer Kristi Noem a question during her propaganda press conference in Los Angeles. Senator Padilla was then forced to the ground and handcuffed, which illustrated quite starkly the authoritarian tactics of this regime. Now, before getting manhandled, Senator Padilla announced who he was and wanted to ask Noem a question while she was at the podium, saying that authorities would remain in Los Angeles to liberate it from its socialist leaders. First of all, let's say LA really did elect socialists. Well, it's not up to the federal government to remove a democratically elected government. Second, it's Kristi Noem's dear leader and his fellow white supremacist sidekick Stephen Miller who caused the protest in LA by sending ICE agents in to rip apart families and lives of undocumented workers. And third, if the senator had been white, would they have tackled him to the ground? The country is being torn apart by this authoritarian regime that's hurting both the personal economy of millions of people and the overall economy of the country. And when the working class has had enough and wants to protest, the regime tries to send in the military to attack its own people. Now, these are the times we're in, and it would really be nice to have an opposition party that understands the times that we're in. Democrats, collectively speaking, have not shown up. Some have, but not collectively speaking. Look at a couple of Michigan's Democratic representatives in D.C., Senator Alyssa Slotkin and Congresswoman Kristen McDonnell-Rivett from Bay City. They both helped Dear Leader and MAGA Republicans pass the Laken Riley Act to show that they were tough enough on immigration, and now they act shocked at how the white supremacists in the regime are sending in brown shirts to get rid of non-white people in the country? McDonnell-Rivett also voted for a resolution praising ICE agents. Come to think of it, so did Sri Thandahar from Detroit, so please, to the good people in his district, vote Sri out in next year's primary, please. And as Distill Social reported, McDonnell-Rivett was one of 11 Democrats to vote in favor of forcing D.C. police to work with ICE. Now, every other Michigan Democrat voted against it, including Haley Stevens, hey, who did something right for a change. Give credit where credit's due. Meanwhile, while her Senate colleague was being tackled to the ground by the regime, Senator Slotkin was one of a handful of Democrats working with MAGA Republicans to pass a bill allowing cryptocurrency to be part of the U.S. financial system. Slotkin, who benefited quite handsomely from crypto lobbyists, is in favor of the bill despite it having very little safeguards for taxpayers, and also that there's no language preventing politicians like Trump and his family from using their power to cash in big time on the whole scam. And also this week, Slotkin was one of a few Democrats to vote against a Democratic proposal to block billions in arms sales to Qatar and the United Arab Emirates, since Dear Leader's family has earned lots of cash from those two countries already, but Slotkin voted against it. And then also this week, Dear Leader took to the microphone in celebration of the MAGA Congress passing his bill in killing California's EV car and pollution mandates. And listen to what happened during the announcement.
One in the Senate on something that's so good. But who is the one?
Michigan.
Well, I shouldn't have asked. I congratulate her. I don't care. I think it's great.
Yeah. Dear Leader congratulated Senator Slotkin for joining him in blocking California and other states from enacting tougher than federal emission standards. Not to mention thousands of jobs in the clean energy future are being destroyed by the regime, which will hurt Michigan as well. But I'm sure Senator Slotkin is really proud. Now, Senator Slotkin did make a video yesterday angrily denouncing what Kristi Noem did to Senator Padilla, but then we are reminded how Slotkin was one of six Democratic senators to vote to push through Noem's nomination. Michigan's other Democratic senator, Gary Peters, was also one of them. So Slotkin has joined the regime on many key votes and also in approving some of their most unqualified and fascist appointments. Is this alpha energy, Senator Slotkin? Democrats should give no quarter to this regime. And even more, Senator Slotkin should be demanding Kristi Noem to resign, as should Congresswoman McDonnell-Rivett. But don't hold your breath. You see, it takes more than just drinking a beer and saying that you hate Ohio and swearing once in a while to show that you really care about the working class and that you really care about how authoritarianism is taking over the country. You're either against fascism and will fight it at every step, or you enable it. Which side are the two of you on? This weekend, the two of you will see all kinds of protests happening in your state and across the nation. And when you see all of those people, ask yourselves if you are on the right side of this fight, because your actions thus far leave many of us wondering. Leftoflansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow me on Blue Sky, Facebook, the Gram, and Twitter. Subscribe to the show on the YouTube and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. Go Tigers and take the battle to them.